Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics.
Hey, grateful ones. Before we start, find yourself in a comfortable space and take 3 deep breaths. I know it's been tough for all of us, so let's take this time to feel whatever you're feeling as you take a deep breath in. Take in love, kindness, joy, and gratitude. And as you exhale, let go of any pain, anger, regret, or discomfort you're feeling right now. Welcome to After 30 with Cara Erigel, a 30-something reminding you to take deep breaths and live with gratitude as we talk love, life, fear, relationships, career, sex, food, money, good books, and how life is so much different and oddly the same after 30. I post new episodes every Thursday. Follow at After 30 with Cara Erigel on Instagram and Facebook to stay updated. Everybody, welcome to another episode of After 30 with Cara Erigel. I hope you're all safe and well, and today's going to be another exciting, exciting episode. Cue in wind in my face and chick flick movie montage soundtrack in the background as I slow-mo intro today's podcast episode. Can you live the main character life without being toxic? We're seeing this all over the interweb, spoken like a true 30-plus-year-old. The main character syndrome, living the main character life, main character vibes. Natita in me is getting a sprinkle of narcissism in this whole thing, though. Or am I just overthinking it? Narrativizing your own life in such a way where you see everything as all about you. When you think the whole world revolves around you and everybody else in your life are just supporting characters or even antagonists. Can be toxic. Now, this topic reminds me so much of Carrie Bradshaw on Sex and the City. If you guys watch that, I remember relating so much to her when I was in college. Now, in my 30s, though, and after much therapy, I realized I don't like her very much. In fact, the thought of her, her whole character just kind of irks me. Carrie had the major main character syndrome. Every little thing was so huge to her. Her love problems were always bigger than everybody else's real life problems. And the whole world essentially revolved around her. Maybe I should dig a little deeper as to why I hate that now. But I am not the main character here today. We are having a real talk with someone who definitely has the good kind of main character vibes. Content creator, fellow podcaster, and host of Real Talk Darbs. Everybody, please welcome for the first time on the podcast, Darby Estrevilla. Hi, Darbs.
Yo, what's up? Real Talk Darbs, back at it again. Cara, thank you very much for having me here right now. Huh?
I love it. Spoken like a true main character. Thank you so much for being here. I said it a while ago off cam, off the record, but I'm going to say it again. Yo, your setup is so legit, man. What an honor to be in the same screen as you.
Thank you very much. It comes with experience, though, and somehow, this is one of the reasons why we do what we do, because we wanted to share the knowledge as well through my fellow podcasters and fellow content creators.
I agree. And I love what you do. I love, you know, Real Talk and how, you know, you're just always coming from a place of like realness, and you're being just honest and saying everything about how you feel about an issue or sharing your experiences, sharing your thoughts. And that's essentially why. What you said, we do what we do, right? So, Darbs, yeah. Kumustahin naman kita a little bit, because this is the first time that I'm meeting you. How have you been? How have you been the past few months? How has the year 2023 been treating you?
I can't complain. It has been a very busy year. A lot of milestones already. Just right after the first quarter. I'm happy. I've finally decided to make Philippines as my main base because I have been doing all the podcasting, all the content creation in Dubai since 2018. Yeah, yeah. So I have decided to come here in the Philippines and make it as a base. And everything has been very good. Makes me realize that it was a good move. And yeah, but there's no rest for the wicked.
Congratulations. Oh, I didn't know all of that. Maybe we should do another episode where I talk to you about moving your life somewhere else. Because that's something I'm kind of also going through. Not as far as you. Maynila lang naman ako galing to the province. Mm-hmm. But like, you know, literally
moving. Where are you now?
Life. How cool. I am in Davao Oriental now. If you've heard of a place called Mati.
Mati, yeah. I was there 2 weeks ago. I was in Secdea.
Oh, where?
Secdea, the airport, the flying school.
You were at the airport in Mati, Davao Oriental?
Yeah, it was not the airport, the, what do you call it? The flying school.
Yeah. Flying school. Where is it? Do you remember?
I don't know. It's somewhere there. It's one of the things that you should visit. Parang golf range. There is a golf range there as well. Yeah.
Darbs, you were literally 5 minutes away from me.
Oh wow! I didn't know that. I was there for a client visit. I was there in the beach. Which beach was the popular
the
beach
Hikan?
There? The Hikan. Yeah, I was in the Hikan.
Oh my god! What? That's so mind blowing. Wait, I can't get over it because not a lot of people know about Mati. What? Yeah. That's so cool. Yeah,
very very cool place actually. Very island vibe ang Mati. And I was there. I came from. Came from Jensen, went to Davao, go to Tagum for a meeting, and then I went to Mati afterwards. Ah, talking about busy. Yeah.
I wish I could have connected with you earlier. I would have been able to host you or take you around or something. Anyway, at least now we know. Next time you come here for business or for pleasure, I got you. I'll take you around.
Sure. I'll take you up for it.
But that's so funny. 5 minutes away. Yo, baka nagkasalubong tayo, man.
Maybe. Who knows?
I know, but yeah. So now you know how far I am. That's where I currently live, man. I live in the middle of a farm, 5 minutes away from the beach, which I am so grateful for, but still getting through the change. Anyway, enough about me. Okay. We're going to talk about main character syndrome. Yeah. Let's go straight into it. Because this is a podcast of yours that I had chanced upon, I listened to, and I remember that issue that was, I think that was around the same time that you recorded or made your episode, when it was a certain celebrity who posted about it, and then it blew up, and then, you know, kind of got my attention as well. But I just wanted to dive a little bit deeper into this, because I see a lot of posts that say on TikTok, like sometimes it's like perceived as like a nice thing. Sometimes it's like meron siyang negative connotation. So I want to talk more about main character syndrome because we're all main characters in our lives, right? But
yeah, of course.
Is it necessary? But I was so interested about the way you kind of kung paano mo siya hinimay. So is it necessarily a bad thing, you know, having the main character syndrome? Is it similar to being self-centered?
See, I think everybody should think that they're the main character of their life. We could be someone else's support on someone else's story. But at the end of the day, in our life, we have to be the main character because that's how it's supposed to be. That's where the value comes from. That you are the main character of your life means that you're the main driver of why things would work and why things wouldn't. The only thing that it would become, it becomes bad is if, since you thought that na ikaw ang bida, you have to be entitled with all the privileges. That's where it becomes bad because somehow there's a fine line that separates self-worth and entitlement. Most people think that what they're doing is it's self-worth. This is me. I love myself and that's the reason why I'm doing this. And that's the reason why people should not treat me like this because I'm worthy. But most of the time, people are not able to know the difference between both. So I talk about this in one of my content that a perfect example of how you can differentiate self-worth and entitlement is when there's a line in that pumila ka sa linya, and when somebody cuts you off, you tell them that it's not right because you deserve to be there and that you did your due diligence para pumila and that you know what you deserve and that's the reason why you're not allowing that person to go in front of you because that's That's your right. That's self-worth. But if you think that you should be on the first line or pinakauna, cut everyone off because you deserve that, because you're worthy and everybody should understand your worth, that's now becomes entitlement. So I believe that's where people should understand that being a main character is correct. It's right. That's how it's supposed to be. But somehow, you have to understand na pwede ka kasing maging main character, but you could be a villain. Di ba? Yeah. Hindi naman sinasabi. Like one of the main characters in a specific story is the antagonist and the protagonist, right? And and you could be a main character, but you just didn't see yourself as being someone na kontrabida ka na pala. Like that.
I see. Okay. So I love that analogy of yours, no? So meron kang person who's like in the front of the line, and then, you know, there's somebody who cuts. And then the person who says, excuse me, I was here first, you know, there's a line, blah, blah, blah. Granted, that was said nicely, you know. That's being, you know, stepping up. Kumbaga, being the proper main character in your life and knowing your self-worth. Meanwhile, the person who cut and who wanted to be in front of the line is a main character in such a way na self, ano ba, entitlement was what you were saying. Okay, I see that. Because there are a lot of moments, especially if, like, let's say, based on my experiences, like therapy, took so long for me. Like, I talk about a lot on the podcast as well. I've had a lot of experience, like years of therapy. I had, like, huge issues of self-worth. I still kind of battle with it now, like not enoughness, mga ganyan. So I went through therapy. And then there are times when I'm like, I will apply everything that I learned today, like in relationships or like, today, I deserve this. I am enough. I love myself. And then it sometimes gets to an extreme where I find myself questioning myself. Am I putting myself first too much? Inuuna ko na ba masyado yung sarili ko? Dapat ba, hinihanap ko yung fine line kung paano ko tikukwento nang hindi ko minimension na masama yung asawa ko eh. But let's just say we had like an argument, okay? And then he goes, this is blah, blah, blah. How about me? And then I'm like, because I'm applying my self-worth and my ganyan. I'm like, no, I'm standing up for myself. I'm right, you're wrong. How does that, parang, where is the balance in that? In self-worth and self-entitlement when it comes, I guess, to relationships and like everyday situations? What would make it self-centered and self-love or self-worth related?
Well, I'm a true believer of a saying, you cannot give what you don't have. Most of the time, you have to be selfish for you to be selfless. And that if you're giving from a place of, like, say, for example, if you give too much and that you realize that you do not have enough to give, you may be able to give at some point, but you cannot sustainly give. So, kahit papano, being able to put yourself first in some ways is okay. Because that makes us having the capability of giving to other people on a much more sustainable manner. When it comes to relationship, honestly, this is something that is very difficult to parang elaborate.
Mm-mm.
Because every individual has their own moral compass. And I wish and pray that that's the reason why parenting and having the right amount of parenting, the right amount of environment, and the kid being able to pick up the right values when they were growing up, having the right moral values or moral compass would basically help you know and understand which one is parang you're doing out of the line or you're doing this for you. And unfortunately, I don't know, as much as I wanted to explain what a right moral compass should be, what are the grounds, what are the basis, doon na papasok yung individuality, core values ng isang tao eh. And that as long as it feels right, and this is not a guarantee that it will always be right, but I would just like to say and think you as an individual will have that amount, like right amount of decision making when it comes to entitlement na matong ginagawa ko sa asawa ko kasi I'm putting myself first, or this is something that I have to really fight for because I'm able to do the relationship sustainably in the future if I fight for what I want right now.
Oh, what I'm getting from that is more of like discernment, I guess, at that point, no? Parang you're now able to, oh, maybe that's, maybe hindi naman ako nagpapakam masyadong main character sa moment na yun. Kasi I think if you're at least able to come into that space thinking about, oh, am I doing something wrong? Am I being a little too much? Or am I still, or am I like just, you know, honoring my self-worth? Whereas a person who would be, I guess, in the toxic side or toxic end of the main character syndrome wouldn't even think about that. Mm-hmm. They would be just like, you know, yeah. I'm entitled to this. It should be ganon.
The fact alone that you have a self-check method of, mm-mm, did I that right or wrong, that actually is your moral compass kicking in. Because there are a lot of people who doesn't have even remorse or even not even thinking about it. Like, yeah, the first thing that comes into their head is, I'm right and F everybody else.
Yeah.
You know, the fact alone that you're reevaluating yourself even after fighting for what you really deserve, somehow questioning it, sometimes it's not a bad thing as well, because it's just us being able to have a reminder. I think for me, that's one of the things that I parang pinaka ano ko din. One thing I love about myself is I always have that self-check. Kasi there are people who would really go way, way in the bottom. Like, nalululong sila sa ibang aspeto ng buhay nila. I don't know, be it materialism or alcohol or, I don't know, not being able to focus at their job or their career or things. Parang ganun. In that, they didn't realize that they were going downhill until they are downhill, and that's the time they realize, oh, F, this is something that I should have saw coming. Pero ako kasi, I think I have that kind of thinking na, oops, I'm getting way ahead of what I'm not supposed to do. So there's something outside of me who's pulling me back na hindi pa ako pabulusok pa baba. There's always that specific like voice in my head that says, oops, that's not right. Pull yourself back. And that has been one of the reasons why I get to, I know, I get sidetracked, but not to the extent that I lost my way.
Thank you for sharing that. I think that's very, it's important to be aware of that. That, I mean, it is human to kind of be sidetracked sometimes. You kind of get lost in your own emotions, in your own feelings, in the stuff that happens in your life. Diba? But then it's important that you kind of have that. Na up, you catch yourself, and then kaya mong ilugar, I guess, in your version of tama, yung sarili mo. Well, there's a lot of versions of tama for us. And one may be right for you, wrong for me, and the other way around. But I think the bottom line is there, as long as wala ka nasasaktan. Diba?
Yeah. Yeah.
Along the way.
Or at least you have the intent of not hurting someone while you're doing it. Kasi it's impossible to say that you can never hurt someone when doing the things that you want to do. There will always be situations where kahit hindi mo sinasadya, you're going to be able to hurt someone. So being able to have that right intent that you're not doing this to hurt, and being able to forgive yourself if ever you did. Kasi sometimes that's one of the reasons why we cannot perform so much, because our guilt of having been able to hurt those people, that parang you've crossed the line already. I mean, you've already went through with that. You've already hurt that person, and then you're going to the place where you're supposed to go. But eventually, that itself, yung momentum mo gets destroyed because of thinking about those people that you got hurt. Na eventually, the main purpose of why you're doing this is also get affected. So it's a double whammy. Parang, gets mo? Parang, it's a double whammy na you're not able to achieve that goal, and you've already hurt a person because you're
stuck na dun.
Exactly. Ganun. I don't know if this, parang.
No, yeah. It does. I get you. I get your train of thought. It's more like, yun nga, that's overthinking a little bit. But yun nga, you can, that's why, I guess that's a good explanation of how people find themselves being stuck. Parang hindi na sila makamove forward. Kasi, ala, diba, nagawa ko na to, nangyari na to, how else do I move forward from that? But going back to, like, that could also be, that is the part of, like, being kind of sidetracked. But ito, taken to an unaware extreme, going back to, like, the main character syndrome, it can be a slippery slope towards narcissism.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Now, this is another word that we see thrown around through everywhere on the internet. Right? Very easily. Oh, narcissistic. Oh, you're right. Oh, this is narcissism, blah, blah, blah. At one point, because I was researching about it, it's everything that came out on my TikTok, man. I'm like, freaking algorithm. Like, why is it always narcissism? Narcissism. Ah! But that's another thing, like, for me, because I've also had experiences with it. I've also had relationships with people who were narcissistic. And then I kind of, like, dove, like, really deep into it. Kaya nagkakaroon din ako ng mga, like, existential, like, questions. God, am I a narcissist? Like, I mean, I think you gotta be at least a little bit narcissistic in your life, right? Like, no, for us, at least, to do what we do, you have to have some sort of narcissism. For showbiz people, politics, people who stand in front of a crowd, you have to have a certain amount of healthy narcissism to be able to do what you do and to keep doing it, right?
Yeah.
But what makes living your life in the main character energy or, you know, kailan siya nagiging toxic?
When you live a main character life in that, eventually you'll have a feedback to not just one person but to multiple person that you're being entitled. I think that's one of the greatest thing na parang you could check that you're living a unhealthy main character life. Tulad nga ng sinabi ko, eventually, that's the only reason why this is gonna be unhealthy for you because you're being entitled. You wanted to always be served first above everybody else. And it's not being self-worth anymore, it's being entitled. And sometimes, you know what? I also have that kind of self-check. Na even if you don't make other people feel, pero ako nararamdaman ko ako. Like, say for example, ako, when I... You cannot remove that kind of feeling regardless of how much you would stop it. Usually when I go to a specific place, the main topic would always be about me and what I do. Parang people would, when there's a gathering of crowds, like people would begin to think and talk about what I do and stuff and all. Mm-mm. Honestly, I don't like it. And I'm not saying this for toxic humility and stuff because I'm operating at a disadvantage because I'm not even, I don't even know if a person is nice to me because he's really nice or maybe because he's nice because he thinks that he may be able to use my influence in the future and that's the reason why he's nice. So parang it becomes tainted if people know what I do.
Yeah.
And somehow there are certain situations where it was not the case.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm okay with that. Pero meron ding mga instances when I'm not in that kind of spot, parang I feel bad.
Parang,
wow, wait, why do I feel this?
Mm-hmm. Parang,
you get what I'm saying?
So,
I'm having this kind of parang entitlement na why am I supposed to be always the topic? But when I was not, parang I felt bad. Like, So eventually.
So what did that? How did what like what was your conclusion? Like why you were feeling that way?
Because I got used to the feeling of being the topic, and then eventually it was not there. Parang kumbaga there's that kind of parang that kind of uneasiness feeling, but it didn't, I know it didn't show. Now I didn't feel, hey, you have to talk about me. No, I was just there on the side and then just minding myself. And I was aware with that feeling. I was aware with that emotion, which is good because other people would become parang nawawala na sila sa sarili nila na it's not, it's basically acting upon what they feel, and they would parang mababad trip na sila, hindi na sila mamamansin sa ibang tao because of what they feel. But me, I was observing my feeling from afar. Parang, okay, so you're nice. Feeling like that. So that's not good. That's not good. And yun naman eh, that's one of the reasons why us individual are able to correct ourselves if we find out that there's something wrong in the first place. Yeah. Right? Being able to have that kind of moral compass, being able to have that kind of mechanism of self-checking, I don't know, for lack of a better term, gives us a solution to a problem. There's four levels of competency. It's unconsciously incompetent. This is a very dangerous level because you don't know you're not good. You're incompetent. For sure, there's a lot of people that you know who's like that. They don't know that they're not good. And eventually, that's very dangerous because they're given power or they're given things that they thought they're good at, but they're not.
Yeah.
Number two is consciously incompetent. They know that they're not good, which is a more higher level than the first one because they know that they're not good.
Pero ginagawa pa rin nila.
In some ways, like say, for example, I know that I'm not good with math. I know that I'm not good with other aspects of my life. Knowing your strength is a strength and knowing your weakness is a strength too.
Yes.
So basically, it gives you self-awareness.
Yeah.
And consciously incompetent, you know that you're not good in a specific aspect of life, is good. Because somehow, kung alam mo na hindi ka magaling sa isang bagay, you can do something about it.
Mm.
Right? That's the reason why you go to check up.
Yeah,
when you go to check up, you find out what are the things that is wrong to you. You get diagnosed and then eventually follow a medication. Because if you didn't go to the checkup, you're basically going to die maybe, I don't know, because you didn't get yourself checked. So that's a better way of you knowing. So yun yung level ko na unconsciously, I'm consciously competent at that specific time that I know that that is not good. I'm aware. But it's just that it's bad at that specific time. Then once you discern yourself from that, or once you're able to get that information, you find ways to become better at it. And hence the third level comes, which is consciously competent. You need to become, parang unconsciously competent kasi is you need to put active attention for you to become better at it. Like, say for example, before, when you're tying a shoelace, hindi ka pwedeng kausapin ng nanay mo habang nagtatay ka ng shoelace kasi mawawala ka. Or, you have to be consciously competent. You have to stay focused.
In
like
the
when
moment.
You're driving. Yeah. Like when you're, bago ka palang nagda-drive, hindi ka pwedeng kausapin ng kasama mo kasi nagpo-focus ka pa. Diba?
So
that's what consciously competent means. And the highest level is unconsciously competent. These are how masters operate. Like when someone, even if they're half asleep or they're drunk, they still know what they do. Because unconsciously, it becomes muscle memory. Parang ganun.
Right. Ha, four levels of competence. I love that. This is actually the first time I'm hearing of this. I love that. And I like being in, of course, the goal is to get to the unconsciously competent, right? But there's a certain kind of humility and openness in I guess being in the phase of the consciously incompetent, like always asking questions, always knowing that you don't know everything and that there's always room for you to learn.
So I want to share something. Like there's a specific mastermind that I attended in Cebu. These people are 7, 8, 9 figure earners every month. I got invited and I thought that I'll be surrounded by people who's egoistic, by people who parang main characters of their own life that they would not even listen. To my freaking surprise, that has been the group that is so open on ideas that these people are actually open to things that you know.
That's why they are where they are.
Exactly my point. Those are the kind of people who become successful in life because they know they don't know everything.
Yeah.
There's no ego. Like, I didn't know. I'm speaking to someone who has that kind of amount of success. But that guy was just like, yeah, you're right. I mean, yeah, I have this kind of situation. They're not scared of telling me the things that they're not good at because they're consciously incompetent. And that basically allows them to be propelled in a level where they are because they don't have that kind of ego that I know everything. No, so you don't have to tell me that because I know that even if you don't know that. There's a great saying that I learned recently that when you speak, you're just repeating what you know. But when you listen, you're adding something up that you didn't know. It's like an arsenal that you may be able to use in the future. So that's the reason why those successful people are actually listening. Because they're adding up something that they don't have yet. That's how smart they are.
See how I'm just listening to you right now? I'm just kidding. I feel like I'm in a TED talk. My God, naisip ko na kanina lahat ng mga pwede kong i-audiogram tsaka i-clip dito. Daming mga nuggets of information. I love that. No, but that is so true. That's so powerful. And I think, you know how, I don't know if this is also like the same for you, ha? Anyway, at least for me, when I create content, when I make podcasts, when I write something, it's almost always something that you're familiar with, something I'm maybe going through or something I heard, something I read. Diba? Hindi naman siya out of nowhere you get an idea to create content for something, right? Mm-hmm. Or to write about something. Yeah. So what I'm saying is I want to talk about this because I have been having an experience. I just moved to a new place and la-di-da. Without giving too much information, which I kind of do most of the time. You know, I have had an experience with a person who kind of irked me in that way because this person was kind of all-knowing. Main character all-knowing. Yun, yung exactly what you were saying a while ago. And it's like, parang, alam ko na yan eh. Or like, you know, ako sa ganung energy na parang, that's not the point. Okay, you know it. But so how do we grow? Like, how do we move forward? How do we get better? So okay ka na, perfect ka na. Parang ganon, diba? And I guess that's like another toxic side of that kind of main character syndrome is that when you think you're main character, you're perfect, you're great, there's nothing anymore to change about you. Nothing to better in your personality. And that's how people end up not growing.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, at the end of the day, if you're able to see that person, the only thing that you can control in that situation is the way how you react. So, I mean, as cliche as it may sound, every time we hear about this is how you react and stuff and all, but it's just that this person is so annoying. Like, I can't control what I feel. Like, you know what I'm saying? I understand that.
Let's be real. It's annoying, okay?
Yeah, of course. And you can't just stop yourself from not giving an F about that in that situation. But being able to be aware of that, being able to be aware that you're giving off energy to a person that doesn't deserve that, like at age of 30 plus, we now are very much conservative of who or where or what we give our energy into. Right, that's something that I didn't learn from 20 to like when I on my 20s. But right now we're becoming wise on where we give our energy and being
because
able
there's so little of it now.
Yeah, exactly. So we have to conserve it, right? So being able to be aware of that at that specific time, that's you being in a level of consciously incompetent. You know that you're not supposed to be giving energy to this person, but you still are by giving an F on what they say and stuff and does. So again, that's an internal self-talk. Kasi hindi naman ibig sabihin na pag sinabing hindi ka dapat nagbibigay ng pakialam sa mga taong naiinis ka, you're gonna be automatically switched on like that. No, there's levels to it for you to arrive on that end result. So the first level is being able to be consciously aware that, yeah, this person is annoying me and I'm giving like much energy that I don't need to. Okay, maybe next time I'll try to shield myself off. Maybe when he or she is trying to say that kind of thing. Oh, okay, no problem. Bye. Or you don't engage in conversations like that. That's how you protect your energy. That's how you do things. So eventually, diba? Okay, fine. Oh wow, I didn't get affected because I didn't allow myself to have a conversation with this person, right?
Right. Like
So it's still under your control, right? Yeah. And I guess, you know, the ability to discern, the ability, the way you were describing it a while ago, the ability to kind of like get out of yourself, like para kang astral projection.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay, there's hindi ko gusto to, or like, okay, noted. Oh, next time I won't be sharing my energy with you.
Yeah.
Noted. I'm taking down that note. Don't share the energy. So what else? Like, what else are, I guess, in your opinion and in your experience, if you've ever like experienced someone with like, a toxic main character energy, like what were the characteristics of the toxicity of this main character?
Well, yeah, always thinking that he's supposed to be, parang sila dapat ang nauna. Being able to think na when they say things to other people and they make it a joke, it's okay. But when you return the same joke to them or somehow parang side punches, alam mo yan, mga pabiro pero may laman. And when you return that back, they get hurt. So those are things na I notice about people having a main character syndrome na toxic na. And there will be many for sure. But somehow, I don't have anything against people who has a main character vibe, in a sense. Because like, at the end of the day, somehow you know that you're important. Parang importante ka.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, you have to start from there. Because if you don't think you're important, it means that you're not going to do the best that you can to make your life a meaningful one. Because you think you're just a side character. Now you're gonna die anyway. Sabi nila, you only live once. I don't agree. You live every day and you die once. And that there are a lot of people who live and who's just barely existing. Living just to exist is not living at all. Everybody dies, but not everybody actually live. Having that kind of notion that you are important, na importante ka bilang isang tao, bilang isang babae, bilang isang lalaki, at ang ginagawa mo might not be significant right now, but it will be in the future, gives you a little bit of hope and somehow gives you a little bit of understanding that what you do matters, that you contribute to something greater, and that somehow may mga bagay ka pang gagawin sa buhay mo that may be able to help other people too. And you're not going to be able to reach that kind of level if you don't think that you're important. Kasi bago ka makatulong, dapat marunong kang alam mo munang tulungan yung sarili mo. And that's how you're able to give help sustainably. The main reason or the main sign that you're a successful individual, not just in money, but in life, is when you have that capability of helping. Gusto mong tumulong. Because you know how great the view is here. And you want to help people go through and share what you see. And you cannot fake that kind of emotion. Because true success is when you want to share it with other people. And I hope that's what your being a main character does to you. Not just for yourself, but being able to become a main character and help other people become the main character of their own life too.
Boom. Okay. End of podcast. No, I love that. I love that so much. I love that so much. And I completely, 100% agree with you that is the level of success that I'm also like hoping for. And when you're able to share, because we're only able to share what we are overflowing with, right? Yeah, or what we have, guys, starting with that, what we have. So if you're overflowing with anger, guilt, resentment, but you notice you sometimes bump into people, you experience people who are like that, who are in the main character syndrome, but kind of like in the toxic side. Maybe they're overflowing with all those feelings. That's why yun yung natatapon sa'yo every time you experience their energy. Whereas people who are happy, who are always encouraging, diba? Who you learn a lot from when you talk to them, who you feel light and you feel loved and heard when you're with them, then they're probably also overflowing with love and light. And, you know, not saying they never had bad experiences. Probably these people are actually even the ones who have had horrible experiences and worked their way through. diba? To better themselves. And I love that there was like a ting moment while you were explaining it that way. A good main character in a good story is a character who evolves. A character who progresses. Diba? Hindi lang siya yung eto lang siya the whole time. Meron siyang eto siya ngayon, may conflict siya. Let's say in a movie or in a book, right? Nagpro-progress siya, meron siyang character development. And in the end, either changes for the better. Diba? That's a good way of looking at it, I guess.
Every story has their own kind of ending. That doesn't mean if you're a main character in a specific story, it means that it always ends well. There are a lot of movies, there's a lot of stories that the main character died and had a very bad ending, right? So yeah. The aim is, the question is, should we be a main character? I think we should. The question now that should be asked is, will our story end the way how we want it?
Mm.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think people would want to end their story in a very miserable way.
By hurting someone or, di ba? Ayoko naman ng ganon. Like, meron, there's this card game I was playing with some family members the other day. Parang you ask like really deep questions. And like one of the cards I picked was, what would you like people to say in your eulogy? Good things, I hope. like
what would you? What would you answer?
Mine at the time, drunkenly, was, she made me feel heard. She made me feel heard. She made me, she allowed me to, she gave me space in her life and made me feel loved, heard, and wanted. I don't know why that was the first thing that came to mind, but maybe also like if we dig deeper, that's something that maybe I was, maybe a tinik of mine growing up. So that's why maybe I do what I do and I like doing what I'm doing now because I guess my goal is to listen to people, allow people to feel like they have it, you know, this is their space. They have space. They have the right to have space. They have the right to be main character.
Mm-hmm.
And all those
Makes
things.
Sense.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
But I want to bring it back to like on, let's say on the social media level, main character syndrome. Is this somewhat similar to telling only the best parts of your story to the world? Let's say on social media, posting only the good things because that's what like Instagram is for and stuff, right? Like, what are your thoughts on this? How is it affecting us? Because sometimes you wake up in the morning, you scroll through social media and, let's say Instagram or Facebook. You see, ay, sarap naman ang kinakain niya. Ay, nagka-travel na naman siya. Ito, lahat ng tao nasa Japan ngayon kasi may seat sale. It's like, oh, saya-saya naman ang life niya. Lungkot-lungkot naman ang life ko. Dito ko.
I guess, parang social media is not really bad. Social media doesn't really changes us. It exposes who we really are. Existing. Because social media, who's the user? It's not an AI who projects something. It's basically being used by people. So ano ang pinapalabas doon are what people are usually want to show. Hindi naman sinabi na social media that you show only the highlights of your life. It's just that has been the trend of how people think of it. And there's a valid point that people usually just post the things that are the highlight reels of their life. It's not basically the day-to-day. Let's not siguro somehow. In a specific point, let's not rob people of showing or at least sharing what they have. It's basically ourselves being able to receive that. Because if you see someone being able to be in Japan at this time of moment, maybe because he did something right in his life, that instead of
maingit,
you could go into a place where, okay, maybe it's something that I want to do too. Instead of it would make you get envy, it would inspire you. When somebody posts that they were able to buy an iPhone 14 Pro Max, 1 terabyte, fully paid, something, people would get annoyed. Nagyayabang siya. If that's who you are, it's just a reflection of how you see things. But if you're coming from a place of, understanding, like, oh wow, this person was able to buy that phone. This is a very expensive phone. This is a 100,000 phone. I don't know how
good
he got
for him.
It,
but I'm so happy for him.
Maybe I don't have this. Yeah, I'll make this an inspiration because I wanted to have one, not because to show people, but because I need it in what I do as a social media content creator and stuff and all. When somebody posts that they have their own business, either I get envy na nagyayabang siya na may business siya, or I get inspired and maybe this is the time for me to actually start thinking about stop being an employee. So somehow I think instead of being able to just blame what we see, why don't we, as cliche as it may sound, start with us?
Check
like,
ourselves.
Is really what we see bad, or it's just that we perceive whatever we see as bad? And social media mo is who you are. Like, algorithm is so smart. If you're someone who's always watching Tulfo, people that are nagging, that's what it's gonna appear on your wall. That's what's gonna appear on your algorithm. Honestly, that's how it is. Like, if you check someone's TikTok or check someone's, you would know their personality or what they like watching. If you're able to see someone, yung TikTok nila is all about tutorials and stuff and all, means that the person wants to learn. If that person is always, yung wall niya is more on about motivation and stuff and all, maybe that's what he's searching. Pero pag ang nakikita mo ay puro nega and stuff, that's what's gonna appear. So maybe we stop for quite some time. Hindi ko sinasabi, hindi ko dinidisqualify that social media is not affecting us in a negative way. Yeah, for sure. But at the end of the day, there are so much thing that we can control. And I think instead of blaming the thing that parang we're trying to boil the ocean. Let's start with our own puddle.
Yeah.
And be able to change it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. I love everything you said and how you said it, that it all boils down to how you perceive things. Diba? It's a good like checking in on yourself. When you see something and it irks you, when you see something and naiinis ka, or you automatically see this as whatever, ganyan, naiirita ka, naiinis ka, nagagalit ka. It says more about you than it does about the other person or whatever it is that you're seeing, right? And then that's a good time to astral project and check in on yourself and be like, oh, okay. Why does it make me feel this way? Maybe there's something I need to work on. Maybe I'm sad. Maybe I need to work out more. Maybe I need to work a little bit harder. Or maybe I need to take a break because I'm feeling bad. I'm seeing everybody's going on vacation and I'm still working. You know, all these things. It's always a good opportunity to check in on yourself. I love that.
Somehow, let's just admit to the fact that not everybody's mental capability is equal. I mean, real talk. I'm not trying to parang be nice. It's kaya nga real talk darbs, hindi sugarcoat darbs. And somehow, not everybody has a capability of reaching a level of higher level of consciousness. Higher level of consciousness is one of the major reasons why you can reach that level is when your ego goes down. Because that's where you're able to have that kind of self-check, that you're able to astral project. Kasi most people are just living within. Sabihin na natin sa third dimension. But other people are capable of going outside that dimension only because yun nga, the ego is so low. Because the seeking of higher level of consciousness, you have to drop everything down. And kasi hindi mo maiisip yun kung you're in just in your state of mind is just about me and nothing else matters. It has to be holistic, and that has helped me. I mean, I'm not trying to imply and impose as someone who has reached a higher level of consciousness and that I want you to know how it does feel on the other side. No, I'm not trying to say that. I myself also experience things and I struggle things mentally and I'm not perfect. I am always a work in progress. I'm a flaw. But being able to admit that to the world, like I think that's one of the reasons why my content resonates with a lot of people, because I'm not trying to tell you to listen to me, and I'm not trying to tell you that I'm right. Like, I just share what I feel. And if you think that it's wrong, if you think that it's right, by all means, I don't judge you if you don't believe me and if you disagree with me. And people generally are smart. They're able to smell authenticity from a person. And you can only be authentic if you're true to what you really feel. Mm-hmm. And being authentic gives a lot of gives you a lot of courage. Kasi hindi lahat ng tao totoo. And the only reason why they're not who they are is because they're just scared of what people would think about them when they show who they are.
Yeah. That's so true. Tamang-tama naman ako doon. I love that. No, because sometimes, especially when I guess social media has been a job, or it's something you make money out of. Let's say, you know, eventually you get to that point. Let's say you're there. And wag na tayo lumayo. Fine. Gamitin natin eksapo yung sarili ko, okay? After 30, my podcast. Like I said, I'll write about things that I'm going through, things that I feel I would love to share with people, things I want to learn more about. Pandaraya siya actually in a sense na I love it. I get to interview people and learn so much from them. It's like a free class every single time that I also enjoy and that I get to share with people. But when I'm not feeling good about myself and I'm not in a good place, I can't. I feel like parang akong imposter syndrome. Parang how can I talk about self-love if I don't feel that right now?
But
how do you deal with that?
Don't you think that's you being authentic on yourself?
It is. It is me being very authentic. I tend to actually share a little bit too much when I do this. But there's always just, I guess, maybe a certain kind of fear and shame. Also because of my beliefs, diba? Maybe my background, maybe just, you know, there's just still a certain amount of fear and shame every time I feel like I become a little bit too authentic. Or, yeah, oh no, they're going to, oh no. How can I, parang may ganun ba? Parang how can I share self-love if I don't love myself right now?
Mm. Yeah. And siguro ano, like siguro most people would think na be authentic is parang you just go out of the cage. It's not really like that. Parang somehow there are still views and rules and values and things that we have to consider in a sense. Pero ang gusto ko lang sabihin about being authentic is living a life that is not really who you are or opposite of what you really feel. Kasi, like say for example, in what we do, I don't need a social media break because whenever I am in front or behind the camera, I am me. And that is one of the reasons why most people tends to have that kind of mental breakdown because they're not who they are in front and behind. I have an academy. It's called RTD Creator Academy. And before I teach the technicalities of content creation, I have pillars of content creation. And one of the pillars is authenticity. Because for you to become successful at content creation and what we do, it's not an overnight thing. You have to do this in a process where it's a marathon. This is not a sprint. And if you find yourself doing things that you don't like, find yourself being in front of a camera that you're not who you're really not, I mean, that's a tiring process. Like that's something that is not sustainable and you cannot do that for a long time. So I knew this from when I was starting. Like I will still be who I am in front and behind. Kasi like
nakakapagod yun. Yung pinipeke mo every time.
Exactly. And I don't know. It's just so practical. I mean, in a sense. To not become who someone else when you're doing it. Because I see this doing for the rest of my life. And if I'm not who I am in front, I'm going to spend half of my life pretending that I'm not that person. So I'll take that risk. Like, I'll show you who I am. Like, in front and behind the camera, I am who I am. And somehow, that has been very beneficial in what I do because I don't need to take a break because I don't even think that this is a job. Like I'm just so lucky to be able to find a thing that I love doing, being able to find a thing that pays good, being able to do the thing that I'm good at and at the same time save a life. That's purpose, my friend. And that's my aim, to help other people find their purpose too.
Aw, that's wonderful. I'm so happy you're in that space in your life. And I'm grateful that you're able to share it with a lot of people.
Kasi parang, it's so nice. Eh. Like, man, like, you wake up not because you wake up because your boss is telling you to wake up or your company tells you to wake up. You wake up for your dreams. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't need an alarm clock. You only need your dreams. And the only problem you have in that day is how can you do the things that you love.
In one day. Kasi yeah. Ang dami mong gustong gawin.
Yeah, in that day. Like, that's the main problem now. Shit, paano ko, how can I spend this day doing the things that I love? Like, that's something that needs to be shared. Kasi there are a lot of people who hates what they do. And more than half of our life, we spend it in our job. And if you don't like what you're doing, you're gonna spend half of your life doing things you don't like. And that's not the kind of life you want to live.
Yeah. Keep inspiring people. I love that. That's the goal. You wake up and you're excited to wake up. Diba? Yeah. You're not, you wake up, your alarm turned it off. Oh, it's Monday again. Damn it.
Exactly.
It's more like, huh, it's a Tuesday. Oh, what am I gonna do today? Oh, I'm gonna, you know, do this, do that.
The bad side of what, I mean, I don't know if it's the bad side of what we do is, like I said, I was in a corporate job before.
Mm-hmm.
So you work 9 to 5, right? So I'm so happy that I quit my 9 to 5. I don't work from 9 to 5 anymore. I work 24/7.
Yep. Yan. That's so true. Your brain is always awake.
Exactly.
Your brain is always on point. You're always working. Exactly. Everything is content. Exactly.
Pwede pa sa 9 to 5 when 5 o'clock happens, like you can turn it off.
Check out.
2 days off, like I cannot just think about anything in my 2 days. But what we do, like, oh my God, everything is like, at 11 o'clock, oh my God, like, oh my God, there's something that I need to do. Should I do this? But
it's wonderful,
it's still,
right?
It's great. It's great. Especially when we love what we do. Like,
yeah, and you're living your purpose. And like for all of our listeners right now, again, like what Darbs was saying a while ago, we're not saying like, oh, ito na yung pinnacle na reach na namin. Like, we're already here and whatever. And I mean, I'm nowhere near that, clearly. But that's a wonderful thing because it only means that you have so much more room to explore, to grow, and wherever you are in your life right now, everything changes. Things that are constant in life, death, change, taxes, right? Things will always change. You are meant to change one way or another. We grow, we age, we, you know, all these things. And so that's a wonderful, wonderful thing. To be able to explore yourself and learn more things about yourself. Whether you're in a main character, you have to be a main character in your life to be able to do that. But you have to be the good kind of a main character. It can't all be bad, right? So Darbs, last couple of questions for me. I don't want to go over time. I know you're a busy, busy guy. But can main character syndrome be positive and empowering? I know you kind of touched on that a while ago already on some points. But how? Ano?
Yeah, of course it is. And I think it's a prerequisite for you to do something amazing in this life. You have to think that you matter. You have to think that you're a main character in your story. As long as you know you do not have the intent of hurting people on achieving the things that you want. And that somehow you have... Because you will always make a mistake. I can tell you that you're not supposed to do this and stuff and that and this. You will make a mistake, 100% sure. But being capable of finding yourself in a place where when you made a mistake, you have that kind of self-reflection, and a mistake done twice is not a mistake, it's a decision. So, as cliche as it may be, like, learn from your mistake and hopefully become a better character of your life. And sabi nga na, a wise man learns from his mistake, but an even wiser man learns from the mistakes of others so that they don't have to make the mistake themselves. So learn to, parang find patterns on success on other people too. And when you're weak, when you're sad, or when you need strength, you go to God. You you pray and somehow have that kind of intent of being able, like, I hope that every main character in this world will have the intent of reaching the top so that they can bring more people there. And once you're able to be in that kind of situation, I think that's the kind of, that's the good kind of main character, or I think that should be the aim of becoming a main character. And I hope your story will be told, and I hope your story won't end the way you don't want it to end. And it's going to take a lot of hustle, grind, committing mistakes, frustrations. But it's supposed to be like that, because everything that is great doesn't come easy. And the harder the battle, the sweeter the victory.
Tama na naman audiograms doon. Thank you. Thank you so much, Jarbs. No, so now at this point, we've kind of established that, yes, you can be a main character. You can have the main character energy without being toxic, right? Mm-hmm. Because like what Darb said, the goal is to be the, of course, I mean, who doesn't want to be the main character in their lives, right? We all want to be the main character. Hello. So the goal is to be the main character without being toxic. The goal is to be able to find yourself, express yourself, grow and find what it is that allows you to wake up in the morning without the need for an alarm clock, like what Darb said. And hopefully, you bring people with you. You overflow with this love and gratitude and main character, great main character energy, so that you inspire other people to be main characters of their lives as well. So that we fulfill our purpose. And we feel like we're living our lives. Ano nga yung kanina sinabi mo? People live their lives, not people live their lives. What was that? Mm. I wanted to end with that, but I forget.
Everybody dies, but not everybody actually lives.
There you go. Everybody dies, but not everybody actually lives. That was a great, when I got married, my dad said, he said a lot of things, but the thing that really stuck with me that he said was, don't let life get in the way of your living. And wow. I love that because, you know, sometimes we kind of get too much in our heads. We get too much in our problems, in earning money, in trying to prove this, prove that to everybody, prove this to ourselves. You forget to live. You forget about the little things that matter. You forget about hugging your mom or your husband as soon as they get home. Stuff like that. That's how we live. And then, I'm so happy we're able to do this and share this. And super last question for me, Darb, something I ask every guest on the show, because I really believe that for us to be able to get into that space and overflow and inspire more people, start with ourselves by, I guess, acknowledging the things that we're grateful for. When we're sad, when we're lonely, when we're angry, when our perceptions change in a very negative way, I think the best way to kind of shift yourself back is to just remind yourself of the things you're grateful for. So I would love for you to please share it with our listeners and shout it out to the universe. The things that you are grateful for right now in this moment can be one thing, 10 things, 20, completely up to you.
Well, I'm grateful for the life. I'm grateful for the adversities that I have to go through to reach this level. I'm grateful for the talent that is given to me by God. I'm grateful for the pain, the hurt, the suffering. And ultimately, I'm grateful because I'm able to fulfill my mission of being able to give more than I took. That's the kind of thing what I want people to say on my grave or on my wake, that this person gave more than he took. And I'm grateful for life, for love, for experiences and just being able to be born. Like, I'm grateful for that. And I'm grateful for the things that I'm still gonna achieve. And yeah, I'm grateful for you, for those people who's watching too. I'm grateful for everyone. And yeah, gratitude is something that we do not have to forget to be thankful for, because we're so focused on what we don't have, we forget what we have. That's it.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Darbs. I am so, so, so grateful for you, for your time, for your energy, for your knowledge, for your purpose. I'm so thankful that I am able to share this space with you. I hope this is not the last.
Please, please invite, you know, our listeners, everybody watching, listening right now, to make sure to listen to your podcast as well and to watch you on your YouTube, check out your Facebook. You just got a blue check. Congratulations. But yeah, please invite everybody to your space.
Yo, for those of you guys who's listening, and if you like what you've listened to, hopefully there's more of that where it came from. You can check my podcast, Wisdom Bars with Real Talk Darbs. You can check all of those content that I create. If you're in Facebook, Instagram or TikTok, you can also follow me at Real Talk Darbs. And yeah, I hope that you're gonna be able to still continue supporting Kara, and hopefully you guys, since you discover me in this channel, you start supporting me too. And yeah, stay awesome, stay great, and wag ka marupok, please, ha? Ikaw, nakikinig ka ngayon, ha? Masyado ka marupok, wag ka masyado marupok.
Ani Samarites ng bay.
Good Samarites, yeah. Good gusto niyang chika na may value. Makinig ka sa akin. Pumunta ka sa Facebook ko.
Gusto natin mga Marites tayong lahat, aminin natin. Real talk lang, we're all Marites. Main characters in Marites. Thank you so much, Darbs. Everybody, I hope to talk to you again soon. Have a great day ahead of you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Bye. Thank you very much. Bye.
Thank you so much for your time and energy. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did. Now, this is the part where you share the things, people, moments, whatever it is that you're grateful for today. I would love to hear from you, so please do get in touch with me on Instagram and Facebook at After 30 with Kara Erigel. I would love to see you tag me in your stories if you do post this. And please follow me on Spotify if you haven't yet, and also leave a rating on Apple Podcasts. That would really, really help the podcast. And of course, me a lot. And I truly, truly appreciate you. I am so grateful for you. Don't forget, be grateful.